I'm John Horn. I'm the host of Geffen Playhouse Unscripted. I'm here with our very first guest, Rainn Wilson.
Hi, John. It looks like I'm the first guest on the Geffen Unclothed. Unscripted. Unscripted. Yeah, let's go with that.
A marriage made in heaven, I guess.
Or Westwood.
Tune in for some of our exciting upcoming guests, David Copperfield, Neil LaBute, Neil Patrick Harris, Josh Gad, Rita Wilson, and many more. Be sure to download new episodes every Wednesday on the Podcast One app and on iTunes. And don't forget to rate, review, and share.
And I'm Rainn Wilson, the first guest.
You are the very first guest.
This was a huge mistake.
Geffen Playhouse Unscripted.
Huge mistake.
I'm Rob Cesternino, and we are back once again to talk about the most interesting news stories of the week of April 11th, 2017, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. We are back once again to talk about the most interesting stories, and it's a two-man job today because I am back with the king of poker, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm good. It's me, guys.
Yes.
Tyson Apostle.
Danny is actually MIA right now. We don't know where he is.
No, we haven't heard from him.
Yeah, so we don't know. We're hoping he's okay.
Yeah, he's backcountry skiing with a group of friends. That doesn't include me.
Were you invited? You seem a little sour about that.
No, I'm not sour, actually. I don't know how to ski, and I don't want to do that. That's okay. Not... Yeah, I'd be sour more. I'm not sour. Danny's been trying to get me to go on trips since I've had Bergen, and I just haven't complied because it's hard to get away now that you have a kid, you know?
It's tough, but it's the best excuse going, right, Tyson?
I guess so. It really is. So, yeah. So I do stuff with Danny, but not as much as I should.
Okay.
Also, every time you do the intro, I want to like change it up a bit, but then I don't know if it would ruin it or if you'd
Which
be
part?
Mad.
Like when I talk?
You start from the very beginning.
I've thought about just going right from the music, and then it'll be more jarring for the people on YouTube, but I feel like the podcast version it might be okay.
Okay. Well, I just was thinking, like, you say your intro line before the music.
Okay. So, hey, I'm Rob Cesternino, and
I'm Tyson Apostle.
Yes.
Just like jump in like that as you go. But then I was like, that will ruin his flow, and then the whole show will.
What flow, Tyson? What flow do I have? What are you ruining?
You are to podcasting like, I don't know, who's the flowiest flowing
rapper?
What
you are to poker?
Yeah, what I am to poker.
Floker?
Exactly.
Yeah. Tyson, oh, man. I know you just got back from a big week in Reno. How was everything at the Run It Up Reno event? Were you running it up?
Well, I was running it up so hardcore, dude. It was ridiculous. Like, I was on fire.
Wow. Yeah, I saw an article that Tyson Apostle cannot be stopped.
Yeah. Yeah. I was chip lead for a good portion of all the tournaments I played. I final tabled at one. I made the money in all three. I played three tournaments and I cashed in all three of them. And I was fourth. That was my biggest one in the bounty tournament. So I was fourth in the tournament plus five bounties, which ended up being like, dude, like $8,000.
Yeah. That's nice. That's nice.
So, yeah. It's a good payday.
Because you were getting so frustrated with the poker when I was there. And I know that you had thought about just going full slot machines, but here you are. Bounce
here
back.
I am. Bounce back, dude. It's gambling is so awesome. You know, the highest highs and the lowest lows, all within matters of minutes.
Yeah, it's underrated. It gets a bad rap from people.
Yeah, gambling is underrated.
Yeah. Tyson, in one of the articles that was written about you, you were also described as a comedian.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah. So,
I mean, I'm funny enough, but I'm not a professional comedian.
Yeah. I mean, not yet, but you're not a professional poker player and you're doing good at that.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I'm kind of a jack of all trades.
Yeah. Well, we are jacks of all trades, not only talking about the news, but we're also going to take some calls in this episode today. We were talking about doing this even before Danny wasn't here. So if you are in the Group AF Facebook group. We'll give this a try. We're not going to let people go for too long today, but if you want to call in, that number is in the Facebook group, Group AF on Facebook. If you want to call in, there's a conference code number. I'll see when somebody's on hold, and then we can bring some people on later on in the show, Tyson. But let's get into this, because I have to get your take on this top story at this hour. Have you been following the saga of Carter Wilkerson, a young man who has a dream of free chicken nuggets for a year?
Yes, I have been following it.
Okay.
I don't know what the count is up to yet, but yeah, we'll find out soon enough, I bet.
So Carter Wilkerson is a high school student in Reno, Nevada. Did you meet him when you were there, Tyson?
He's in Reno?
Yeah.
No, I did not meet him. I wish I could have.
Yeah. So he is a high school student, and he will stop at nothing to get some free nuggets from Wendy's. On April 5th, he tweeted to the Wendy's social media account, "Yo at Wendy's, how many retweets for a year of free chicken nuggets?" And within minutes, Wendy's replied, 18 million.
Whew, that's a lot. That's a tall order.
That's a lot of retweets. A couple of years ago, Ellen took a picture with all these celebrities in it, selfie. That got like 3 million retweets.
Yeah, and that wasn't even that cool. I know, yeah, it's the biggest like retweeted thingy of all time, but it was like when I saw it happening in live on TV, I was like kind of grossed out by it for some reason.
Wow, you were grossed out by it. What?
Yeah.
That it was just too much, too garish of all these celebrities were so important.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. And then the one girl, who was it that was like, I'd never done a selfie before. And Brad, is Bradley Cooper in it? I think he's in it.
Yeah.
And she like, what's her face? The old actress lady.
Don't get me in trouble here, Tyson.
Ellen DeGeneres was trying to get a picture of and her to take the selfie, but she didn't have long enough arms. So Bradley Cooper was like, I'm going to take it. I got long enough arms. And Ellen's like, no. And Bradley Cooper's like, okay, I guess I won't. I was just trying to help. So, yeah, I hated that moment. That was like one of the worst moments.
It was really one of the underrated worst moments ever.
Yeah, exactly.
So Carter, he is trying to get these chicken nuggets. Wendy says 18 million retweets. He replied, consider it done. Consider it done. That not confident. Even like, boy, would you do it for 16? No counteroffer.
He says,
okay, consider it done. Then this is where Carter Wilkerson got to work. And
goes on the offensive.
Yes. So again, we've talked about in the past, like, oh, is this a fake thing? Is this like some sort of like a viral advertising? This seems to be a real kid.
Yeah. And how does he promote this? Like, where did the traction come from?
He just started aggressively trying to get people to retweet this. And it really has started to pick up some steam with the hashtag Nugs for Carter.
Okay. So what tweet are we retweeting to get him to 18 million?
So he has it pinned on his Twitter account, and you can see which one it is. It's the one where the screenshot of his phone of Wendy saying 18 million, consider it done. Currently,
okay,
he has over 2.5 million retweets.
Yes.
So he's on his way. When he passed 1 million, the Wendy's Twitter account officially replied with a picture saying that it was shook, Tyson.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah.
That's impressive. 2.5 million. God damn, dude.
Yeah.
People want this kid to have his nugs, huh?
They want him to have his nuggets. Now, is this a bad precedent? If he makes it, what will happen next?
If he makes it, then Wendy's will say, okay, we will honor your nugs for life or for a year. What is it?
For one year. Nugs for life would be
only?
Like, yeah, 30 million retweets.
Okay, so 18 million. For it's great publicity for Wendy's because of all these tweets and retweets and favorites and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, like if he does reach 18 million, he's going to get on and be like, okay, so I get my nugs for a year. And they're like, yep, you get 1 5-pack dollar nuggets once a week. That's what constitutes nugs for a year.
So you don't think that he will throw a tantrum and go back in there? Do you know who I am?
He should. I think with 18 million retweets, you can eat like you could go in for a 40 piece daily, but they're going to limit it. It's going to have some, there's going to be some fine print. He's getting five nugs a week.
Tyson, are Wendy's nuggets even that good?
No, but are anybody's nuggets that good?
I'm a big fan of the McDonald's chicken McNuggets.
You like the chicken McNuggets?
Yeah.
More than the spicy chicken nuggets?
No, I don't
nuggets?
Like spicy anything.
Oh, you don't?
No.
I like Wendy's spicy chicken nuggets as fine. I haven't had McDonald's chicken nuggets for a long time.
Oh, they're great. I think that's the gold star in chicken nugget.
Wow. Even higher than like the dinosaur shaped ones you can buy frozen and bake.
Oh, yeah. Baked chicken nuggets is no comparison to a fried chicken nugget. Now, again, like, if you went to like some sort of B-dubs or some sort of like a like Fridays or something like that, if you got like a chicken tender, that's a different story.
That's superior. Yeah. We're talking about the
fast
Play-Doh'd,
food nugget. Right.
Yeah. The Play-Doh'd chicken goop.
Yeah. Pink slime. Fried. Right.
Yeah.
Chicken nugget McDonald's. I think that that's the best. And Burger King, I don't even think they're in the game.
Yeah. No, they make somebody makes like the chicken sticks and that's just wrong.
That's not right. It's not right.
Got to be shaped like a nugget.
What about chicken fries? Is that still a thing?
That's the thing I'm talking about. I think that is a thing from somebody and that's no bueno.
Forget that. Now, Tyson, while this effort to get nugs for Carter has been pretty impressive, there's a not so impressive GoFundMe to try to help Carter accomplish this goal.
Did Carter start that as well?
I don't know who started it. I'm not sure if this is somebody who is just trying to help or if this is like an associate of his or somebody that he has no idea who he is. But it's started by somebody in Reno, Nevada.
Okay.
And so it is a goal of $65,000 to help Carter get these nuggets because they could buy retweets. They could buy these retweets and they can go ahead and put all this money towards buying, I guess, artificial retweets.
Yeah, the bots.
Yeah.
But why not just buy nuggets with $65,000? Because that's a lifetime of nuggets at that point.
Yeah, well, that's the very valid point that's being raised. Chad DeBow posted on this GoFundMe, I'm not donating. I just want it to be known that the cost of a year's supply of Wendy's nuggets is substantially less than the $62,000 you're trying to raise. Let's use some logic here.
Yeah. That guy's a mathematician right there, or at least a math lead on the math program in junior high. How many followers does this Carter guy have after all this whole debacle?
I think he has about 30,000 so far.
Oh, my God, dude.
36,000.
Why can't we come up with something like this, Rob, for ourselves? Get some publicity.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess because he's a kid, people are happy. I mean, I feel like that for the most part, people frown upon people from reality TV saying like, hey, give me help me, give me stuff.
So you don't think that people love it when Johnny Fairplay hits a bunch of corporations up on Twitter?
What? He hits up corporations?
Yeah, not corporations, but he's always asking for free stuff on there.
I don't think people really love it. No, I don't.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. I really feel ashamed when I ask for free stuff, but if somebody offers and it's something I want, I'll take it. But if somebody offers and it's something I don't want, I'll tell them no.
Yeah. And I think you have the right attitude about it. I think that you say like, hey, you want to do this? Okay, no, fine, whatever. You're not demanding anything.
Yeah. I had a guy offer me a bunch of free shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him. And I was just like, nah, I'm not going to wear those. They're just going to end up like at the DI, which is our version of Salvation Army or whatever.
Yeah. What kind of shirts are they?
They were just t-shirts, but I didn't really like the style of them very much.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, I'll send you a box of t-shirts. And I looked at him and was like, mm-mm.
Yeah.
Nah. Because I had just gone through like the t-shirt cleansing of my closet.
What about your Blab shirt? Do you still have that?
Yeah, I do. I like the owl because I got the owl one.
Oh, yeah. I got the one with like clapping.
Yeah. So yeah. I got the owl one, which is just kind of like a nice like symmetrical circle logo in the center of my chest.
That is nice.
And it's an American Apparel t-shirt. So, yeah. No.
That's good.
You got to keep those. But that's one of the few like free shirts that I've kept. Everything else I donated.
Adam Berkowitz in the chat says, get Danny to do it. He's not remotely famous. And with his heavy set voice, he will garner sympathy with fast food restaurants.
That's a good idea. We should come up with a campaign and get Danny because his Twitter is empty enough, too, that he could like this would be perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so, but what are we trying to get Danny a year of nuggets?
No, we got to do something different. Wendy's is the playful one on Twitter, but we got to, maybe if we share the love and give other corporations an opportunity to
United
like,
Airlines.
United
they need
Airlines.
Our help. They need our help.
They do need our, they need somebody's help.
Yes.
Dude, what was up with that? Like, at what point are you like, oh, we can assault this man?
Yeah, I don't know. They overbooked the flight and they were trying to get that guy.
I understand all of that.
Go off.
But I don't think that any point along any lines you can assault someone for just sitting there.
No, that's probably not a good way to go for that. So what could we do to help them?
I mean, free flights would be pretty dope.
Well, they're not going to give out free flights to anybody. What if Danny says...
It sounds like they already can't afford to give out paid flights.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't even afford to have commit to the flights they've already sold. All right. So Danny can go out there. Danny says, hey, if you... He tweets to United Airlines, How many flights or how many retweets do I need to get to take a United Airlines flight with this kick me sign on my shirt? And they'll be like,
kick me.
Yeah, 10 million. And then he can go and do that. And then he can sort of like Instagram the whole saga.
Yeah. Wow. And be like, nobody even assaulted me one time this entire flight.
Like, look at this. Look, I flew United Airlines with a kick me sign on my shirt and nobody even beat the hell out of me.
Yeah. Not one single employee accosted me.
It could be a good move.
I kind of don't want to talk about it because it's been talked about so much, but it's so ridiculous that you can't like not talk about it, right?
I mean, it's sort of a thing that appropriately, it is the one story in the news cycle that has united all people. Like it's a story that's hard to like have a political spin on it. There's not like one side saying like, oh, no, that's fake news. Yeah. You know, everybody.
There's nobody that's sympathizing with the United
Not yet.
Airlines.
Not yet. So it really has united all of everybody on Facebook. It's just like one story that everybody's like, yeah, that's really stupid. I can't believe they did that.
Yeah.
So
that really is crazy.
Kudos to them. Kudos to United Airlines for that.
I think with Danny, what we need, because I don't know if he has a passion for United Airlines. He has a passion for going places, but that's the thing. So people who love to travel, that's the wrong term. They don't love to travel. They love to see new places.
Yeah, they like being everybody, different places. They don't enjoy the process.
Yeah, they don't enjoy the process. So loving to travel is the incorrect term. So I think that United, I think we need to go after like Danny's beloved Mountain Dew.
Yes. Okay. Right? Well, we can do that. I think that there was a Mountain Dew spill also this past week. I don't have it as a story, but there was lots of Mountain Dew that was lost this week.
Yeah, it was lost, but it was lost to the environment. And now think how amped up all the like bacterias and everything else that got like a little
it'll
taste
be pumped
of that.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about shifting from one story in Reno. Let's talk about something else you like to do in Reno, Tyson, and that is gambling. Because
I love it.
Mike Skull sends us this story about a man in Florida who was playing the slot machines with a female companion. He placed a $50 wager in the slot machine and then had his female friend push the button and hit a $100,000 jackpot. Casino comes in and says, The winner of the jackpot is the woman, because she pushed the button. They pay her $100,000 and she promptly leaves.
Wow. I saw the headline and I heard the story, and it's crazy, but you do. And this whole time I thought, that's wrong, the man who had the money, but that's also incorrect. I think the firm guideline, it has to be the button pusher, because there's so many gray areas on whose money is whose in the machines at that time.
Mm-hmm.
That really the only like firm and certain way is to say whoever pushes the button, because a lot of people go like splitsies on bills in the machine and stuff. And when that comes, that could be real ugly. And the casino doesn't want to get involved in that mess.
Mm-hmm.
So they just say whoever pushed the button is the one that gets paid out. I think, okay, yeah, that's the guideline, but it should be maybe advertised more.
Have you ever done this? Have you ever let somebody push
yes,
the button?
Many, many times.
Yes. And were you prepared to, if there was a jackpot that was hit, that person could have walked off with it?
I was not prepared for that. I would have definitely been shocked.
It has gotten very ugly between this man and his female companion. There's a news video attached to this. The woman's name, the man's name is Jan, and the woman's name is Marina, and he's very angry with her, and he has sent her a number of obscenity-laced text messages.
Yeah, I'd be pissed too. You know what I would do if I were him?
What?
I'd wait till tax season is up next year.
Yes.
And then I would, and then I'd report her to the IRS for not paying taxes on the money she put in the machine, because he gifted her, essentially he gifted her the money to give her the spin, and she didn't pay money on, well, he probably didn't gift it, whatever. I feel like there's a way that he could get the IRS involved because she didn't pay taxes on the money that she gambled with.
That's entirely possible. That could be what he's thinking. He sent her a text message, having me as an enemy, .. Not good.
That sounds a little threatening.
Yeah.
Is that against the law? I feel like that's, I don't know.
He says,
I don't know if that's against the law.
We'll see who made the big mistake. It won't be me.
Wow.
Yeah.
they're kind of like a blanketed statement. Like, what does he mean by that? Like, it's not enough to scare me. Like, if somebody was sending me a text like that, I'd be like, who made the mistake? It won't be me.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it wasn't me because I got paid out. And so unless he knows something I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't be scared of this guy.
I'd be scared of this guy. I watched the video. I'd be scared of this guy.
Really?
He doesn't seem like, you know, he was, I don't want to disparage Tyson, but this does seem like the kind of guy that you might see at a slot machine at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
He looks like me?
No. He just looks like that maybe, you know, he doesn't shy away from trouble, this guy.
Okay.
And she doesn't either. Like, she won't even show her face. And I feel like that both of these are not necessarily, you know, the people that have, you know, never been around trouble in their lives.
Yeah, they've probably just been surrounded by trouble. This is just one more notch in their belt.
Yeah, and so she said that she was going to give him some of the money, but then he pissed her off, so now she's not going to give him anything.
Yes. Oh, man, that's so good. But that's the thing. Like, when stuff like that comes into play, for example, after Token Chains, I had a conversation with Steven Fishback.
And he thought that JT should have to give him some of the money?
No.
Oh.
But he, this was when pretty much everybody knew that JT was winning, that had participated in the season. And he said something about, friendship, and like, he was like, I would have screwed something about like, how much is a friendship worth? Like, in the moment there, is it worth an extra $100,000 to destroy this friendship versus this? And I was like, well, so it wasn't worth $1 million for you to destroy your friendship with JT? And he was just kind of like, that's a good point.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, look, that is a friendship that knows no boundaries, Tyson.
Worth a lot.
It's still to this day, neither will breathe a bad word about the other.
Yes, it's very, I like it. I appreciate that. That's a good friendship right there.
It is a good
it's
friendship.
It's like you and I.
Yes. No amount of money can tear us apart, Tyson.
Yeah, none.
Yes, that's right. All right. Travis Randolph sent us this story about a Virginia man who has turned himself into the FBI in Washington, D.C., confessing to killing over 30 people, including Abraham Lincoln. Woo! So, go ahead.
When I first read this headline and it said he turned himself into the FBI, it was like one single man turned himself into the entire FBI.
No, he reported
like
himself
in. The way it's worded
in,
is just like, sounds a little weird, but now I understand.
You're right. I hear what you're saying. He surrendered to the FBI.
Yeah.
And now I know what you're saying, like, wait, hold on, this story doesn't make any sense. Abraham Lincoln was killed in 1865. How could a 71-year-old man have killed them? Well, it turns out, okay, people that think they're ahead of everything. Mm-hmm. The 71-year-old man says he has spent the last 35 years as a time-traveling assassin for the CIA, which has orchestrated over 1,200 assassinations.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, if you understand quantum physics at all and, you know, that time is linear and once folded on top of itself, if you can find a wormhole, it's easy enough to travel.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, why did the CIA want Abraham Lincoln taken care of?
I mean, that was a tumultuous time and the country was very divided on a certain subject that maybe people in high places were in disagreement of Abraham Lincoln's stance.
Yeah. I mean, this really opens up more questions than it answers.
Well, I mean, probably not. But
John Wilkes Booth was a patsy?
Well, I mean, that's John Wilkes Booth was a patsy. Yeah, that's I mean, how could he be a patsy? It was so clear to us in the
moment.
Well,
he was an actor.
He was an actor. Yeah.
So maybe they just played the part. Yeah. They needed somebody who could pull it off. So he claims the man's name is Leroy Timothy Anderson.
Leroy's a good name.
He has killed people in various times going all the way back to 1678 and even in the future to 2239. Why do we need to assassinate people in the future? Couldn't we just like prevent them from being born?
Yeah, let me think how that would work. So he went in the future, which means we're their past.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that future, that future is obviously at some point going to be this country's past. So maybe this guy's even from the future further.
Okay.
Then, you know.
So like he was born in like, 2300 and they sent him back to these different times.
Yeah. And so he's like, yeah, in your future, there's guys I've killed too.
Yeah. I wonder what Lincoln was up to that the CIA would have wanted to take him out.
I don't know, man. The CIA is, they're a secretive. They're pretty secretive.
They are. So he says this was all part of a program called the Kronos Project, which was designed, coordinated, and executed by the CIA and the Special Ops Forces under the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. They do say that this is a puzzling story, Tyson.
I'm going to Google Kronos Project because we'll find out if that's even true.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, wow. Here's one.
Yes.
There's a lot of them. It looks like the British government's been working on some stuff. Yeah, there's some Kronos Project stuff going on. There's also, it looks like there's some Greek music. That's album is called Kronos Project. So that sounds cool.
Okay. All right. Well,
so it looks like it's true. Looks like it's a thing.
Seems like maybe this guy can crack the case open on. Seems like he knows a lot of the movers and shakers.
Yeah. He probably is like a real life Rick of the Rick and Morty show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's a scientist.
Yeah. A time traveling scientist who also goes back and forth between different galaxies.
All right, Tyson, before we get to the next story, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are friends over at True Car. And Tyson, they are always giving you the actual factual pricing information when you're looking to buy a new or used car.
That's what I require, actual factualness.
Yes. And Tyson, when you go on True Car, you will get the actual factual price of a car that you are configuring online. Instead of when you go online sometimes and you like set things up and you're like, oh, how about that car? Like, oh, that's a great price. And then you get to the dealer and they're like, well, no, that's not the price for that car. No. True Car will help you find pricing, not just offered by True Car, but pricing offered from the actual dealer, and not just any dealer, a True Car certified dealer. It's a carefully curated network of dealers committed to transparency and offering you a competitive market price. And you're all about transparency.
Yeah, everything I do is transparent.
Just like those mom jeans that we talked about that had the transparent thigh parts. That's all about transparency.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a pair of those and then have my mom modify them into man capris.
The jorts, even.
Jorts, yeah.
Yeah. With True Car, you can easily find the car that you want, and they will show you what other people are paying for the same exact car. So if you're looking at a new minivan and Danny is already bought a minivan, they'll tell you exactly what he paid so you can get a fair price and you can feel confident. With over 3 million cars sold to True Car users by the True Car Certified Dealer Network, you can work directly with a True Car Certified Dealer contact at one of the 13,000 True Car Certified Dealers nationwide. You'll enjoy a faster car buying experience when you're connected with the True Car Certified Dealers. And True Car users are saving an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. So when you're ready to buy, visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Okay, well, let's touch on this story about another fast food chain who is thinking big. McDonald's is now accepting Snapchats as a job application. Tyson, is this a good idea?
I mean, as an initial step, who cares? Yeah, it's fine. All you got to do is get in contact with people. I think it's probably smart for them because it's easy for people. And then they're like, oh, you passed. Now you can come in for your next evaluation. I think maybe as an Uber driver or taxi driver or somewhere where you need a more proper background check, it's probably not as clever, but it'll work. It's fine.
What are they judging people on in 10 seconds? I mean, this seems like
personality.
They are opening the door for some sort of a discrimination suit of, oh, they didn't hire me because of this. Like in 10 seconds, other than you could see what somebody looks like, I don't think that this is a good way to screen people.
Well, in the article, they claim that to be searching out bubbly personalities that will be good customer service representatives. So, I mean, you and I got on national TV multiple times with little blurbs of video based on our bubbly personalities.
10 seconds though?
No, mine was like 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
We could, maybe we should apply.
Okay.
See if we still got it.
I mean, what do you have to do in the Snaplication to get weeded out in the first round?
To get weeded out in the first round?
Yeah.
Probably a dick pic would do it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If you're using Snapchat for the exact thing it was designed, that's going to get you in trouble.
Right. Maybe just sort of like, hey, do I get free nuggets?
Yeah.
That would be bad.
That would be bad. Dude, if I worked at McDonald's, every fifth nugget I'd pop in my mouth.
Yeah.
Would you be doing that in the back there?
I don't think that's allowed. I don't know if there's like, first of all, I think you probably get sick of like the food if you work there.
Yeah, you probably do. But that's why they have the Big Macs with the special sauce and then the Quarter Pounder, because they're two different sandwiches.
Different things.
Yeah, you just like cleanse the palate with one and then down the other.
Is that a fireable offense? I know we have listeners that have worked in like fast food, but it's like if you're working the fry counter and then you just happen to like, I mean, I can't like handle the bag of fries without saying like, all right, let me just like get one.
You should. That's what I would do if I worked there, but I've never seen anybody do that because people who work there, maybe they don't have the courage to just like, I'm sure it's against protocol, but how awesome would it be? If,
I mean,
like,
it's
I'm
just
carrying
one fry. Nobody's going to miss it.
Let's say, Rob, let's say that I'm in the back working at McDonald's. You're in front ordering your food and you're like, one large fry. I fill up the sleeve. I'm walking over. I notice one fry is dangling out.
Mm-hmm.
I call loose fry, grab it, pop it in my mouth, and then set the sleeve on your tray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to be annoyed if you're eating one of my fries that I've bought But yeah. If it was just a fry, maybe it's like on the counter. Maybe it's not even part of the thing. You're not sticking your hands in with everything else. I mean, I feel like that the defense, I think, would have just be like, I'm sorry. I didn't know this was wrong, but the McDonald's fries are so delicious.
They're so good.
They're so good. How could I resist? You expect me to sit here and look at them? If this was a commercial, that I would be being honored by everybody, celebrated my love of the fries. But in practice, you're telling me that this one fry that I had, this is no good?
Yeah, I feel like this would be a perfect practical joke scenario where Jeff Probst is behind the counter working at McDonald's.
Yes.
And he is picking food out of, you know, off people's stuff as before he delivers it to their tray.
And then is part of it that people are supposed to say, hey, are you Jeff Probst?
Yeah. And then they say, hey, are you Jeff Probst? And he's like, yeah, I had my own talk show once and I work on Survivor.
Yes. And do practical joke shows. Yeah. That was just a one time thing, right? That he was on a practical joke show.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So
I heard they had to film 6 days before somebody recognized him.
No, I don't think that's true, Tyson. I did not hear that. That's not what I heard.
How awesome would that be, though? Is there like, hey, come on, Jeff Probst, be in this practical joke show. And then when somebody recognizes you, it will be so funny. Mm-hmm. And he's working because he was working at a grocery store either as a cashier or a bagger.
I think they probably just didn't expect to see him there.
Yeah, but that would be so funny if they like filmed all day for like 16 hours of him working as a bagger at a grocery store and not a single person said anything. So they're like, we have to come back tomorrow and tell somebody recognizes you.
Yeah, I think after a while, they just like say to people on the line, like, hey, doesn't that guy look like?
Yeah,
there's a lot of like just like sort of like they like hint to you eventually.
I got a new premise for this is a good business idea.
Yeah, what is it?
Should we, Sean Falconer, listen to this? Okay, here we go. We get all of these reality TV stars that are itching to be back on TV. We tell them they're going to be part of a practical joke show where they work like horrible mundane jobs until they get recognized. And then there's the big reveal and the fans are super stoked that they're there. And they're like, oh, I love this because it plays to all of these reality star senses. They get to be on TV again. They get the love and adoration of the fan once the fan recognizes this person. And then that's their big break. And now they're back in the inner circle.
Right.
But most of these reality stars will never get recognized. So essentially what you're doing is you're just hiring them out for less because you're having them do the show for free. Mm-hmm. So you get this guy bagging groceries for like 2 months, hoping he gets recognized and just selling him on getting recognized eventually. I mean, you're going to have an entire film crew filming him to make him do the job.
Right. But they don't have to really be filming.
Yeah, they don't have to really be filming. You could just have the manager of the show hire a guy for less.
You don't even have to film. Like, oh, see though, like up there, like see those like security cameras, are filming all the time. Wear this microphone and then this is the show.
We could get an entire labor force of washed up reality stars working for free.
So what is this like in a supermarket? Like where are we utilizing their talents?
I mean, anywhere that needs it. We're starting a temp agency essentially, Rob.
Right.
Where the employment is, we get paid.
Yeah.
Because we're getting it for free from these reality stars who think that they're going on a great, hilarious prank show where they get recognized by fans.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
You like it?
Look, I think we can really help reinvigorate the economy with this. There's so many reality people.
Right? Oh, man. Who would you choose first to like work at I don't know, what would be a good, like a landscaper, have somebody do landscaping?
I'm trying to think of somebody. Well, you got to have somebody who's strong, right?
Yeah.
Probably a lot of people, a lot of like these, you know, buff guys enjoy working outside. Yeah, I think Brad Culpepper would be, great to have on any landscaping team.
Yeah, I can't believe I just had that idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
I have another great idea for actually a reality TV show.
What is it?
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. Imagine like The Bachelor or Bachelorette. Let's do Bachelorette. So it's The Bachelorette with like 12 male contestants.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the first night, they split them 6 and 6 and put one group in one room and the other group in the other room.
Yeah.
And she walks in and says, I've got some bad news. The other group went home. You guys are left. It's like the switcheroo, and they celebrate. She goes to the other room, says the exact same thing, put them in separate houses. She has to, the whole goal is she has to get each one of them to propose to her by the end of the season. So you just keep splitting the group down and moving them somewhere else and have her bounce around to the different locations like they're the only group still in the show. And then it comes down till it's two on two on two on two on two on two. And then they come out individually and have to propose to her. So the whole goal for her.
So the show, it's like the finale has like 10 proposals.
Yeah, 12 proposals. And the guy version is the identical, but he has to get each of the females to say yes when he proposes. So he has to propose 12 different times. And the girls have to say yes.
Would the audience hate the bachelor or bachelorette more if it was a man or a woman?
If it was a man, they'd hate it more.
They'd hate it more.
If it's a female. Yeah, we'll do the first season as a female thing.
Yeah, because he'd be like proposing to like 10 different people. There's never been one of these things like a bachelor season where the woman proposes to the guy, right? It happens in real life, but it's never happened on The Bachelor.
Yeah, it hasn't happened on The Bachelor that I know of.
Interesting.
But I think, so we do the woman's season first, then we do the men's version, then we do the women's version, then we do the men's version, and then we end the show, and then we start airing them. Because once they are aired, people who go on to participate in the show will know that
they'll know. And then,
so get four seasons in the bag.
Does she act like each one is like, oh, that's so considerate, you shouldn't have? Or does she like, then the guy is on one knee and then she like reveals the whole thing to him at the moment that he proposes? Like, look, you see that camera right over there? Like, do you realize that I've been proposed to by 8 other guys today? Do you know how stupid you look?
Yeah, I think you reveal it, but just... you have to reveal it with prize money.
With prize money?
Yeah, just be like, oh, this was part of a show, but because I got you to propose, I won $500,000. And because
and you get nothing still.
You get 50 grand.
Okay. But this should at least reimburse the guy for the ring.
Yeah, well, he's not paying for the ring. That's the other thing. It's the same ring every time.
Oh.
So you somehow have to get the guy to use the same ring or the girl. I don't know.
On The Bachelor, do they pay for the ring for the guy?
Definitely.
They definitely do. Yeah, I was going to say, because if you're like some loser guy that's like going on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, like, do you have to have like, $10,000 like sitting in a bank account, like ready to go?
Rings are like 80 grand that they're showing on there.
Yeah, and in case things go break the right way, I got to have, be sitting on my life savings. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. My parents,
if things really work out,
mortgage on their house so I could afford a ring.
And then who keeps the ring after the woman, like the bachelorette, that's like part of her appearance fee, she gets a ring.
I don't know how it works. I wonder if there's something where if they don't end up getting married, they have to return the ring.
Interesting.
I feel like, because Rachel and I got a ring on Marriage Boot Camp,
mm-hmm.
and there was nothing attached to it other than we had to get engaged on the show.
Yeah.
They're like, we'll get you a ring if you decide to get engaged on the show.
Yeah.
And they just gifted it to us. So with nothing attached to it. So if that's the case, which I can't imagine that it is, I would assume that
they might have been just winging it on Marriage Boot Camp.
Yeah, that's what I think, because it's only happened one time.
Yeah, it's their first rodeo.
I think The Bachelor probably has something in place, and I would not be surprised if they have to return the ring if they don't get married.
Okay. Tyson, I know that you follow soccer, at least casually.
Very casually.
So,
but also, since the Man of the Match episode, I feel like, I'm always curious to see who the Man of the Match happens to be.
So frequent Man of the Match, Cristiano Ronaldo, was recently immortalized with a bronze statue. Have you seen the statue of Cristiano Ronaldo?
Yeah, I thought he was immortalized with the bronze statue of Lou Diamond Phillips.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Is that not who that bronze bust is?
It looks like him. And so a lot has been made about the statue that is at the Madeira International Airport. But people have said that the likeness is horrifying.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I feel part of it is... the eyes are obviously too close together.
Yeah. Let me see.
And I think that's the scariest part. I think that's what makes the whole
The teeth are the scariest part.
The teeth are, and the mouth.
Yes.
The teeth and the mouth. But if you look at his smile in the side-by-side comparison, the mouth isn't too far off. It's just the expression on the entire face plus the eyes too close.
Yeah.
They should have gone with a different mouth, though. You're right.
Yeah. His hair is also really creepy.
Yeah. Did he comment on this, or was he just like, yeah, whatever?
I don't know if he has commented on it. The creator has said, it's impossible to please the Greeks and Trojans. Yeah. Neither did Jesus please everyone.
Yeah, I used the same argument when Jeff asked me on Token Sheen's finale how I felt about the hate and the love from fans. And I said, well, not everybody loved Jesus either. So, you know, that's just the way the cookie crumbles.
Is that really what you said?
On the live finale, I said something like that.
Yeah, and how did that go over?
It actually didn't go over too terribly.
Yeah, okay.
It was fine. I thought it would go over terribly. That was the plan when I said it.
Yes.
But,
you were hoping it would go over terribly.
Yeah, but people were kind of like, oh, I kind of understand what he says. Like,
okay.
Jesus wasn't everybody's cup of tea and still isn't. And neither is Tyson Apostle.
And neither is the statue of Cristiano Ronaldo.
Exactly. So Jesus, myself, and this statue all have one thing in common.
Yeah. Tyson, a bakery in Brooklyn has a controversial new food. Ben Poland sends us this story about a thing called the spaghetti donut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like it.
You're into it.
I think I saw pictures of it, and it reminds me of a dish I actually had in Europe where they fry spaghetti after it's cooked.
Yes.
And so I think that this is probably that.
I don't know. I don't think I'm in batter? On the spaghetti donut.
You think this has batter and stuff?
I don't know exactly how they make it.
I think it's in a mold, and then they deep fry it after they've cooked the pasta and done whatever they wanted to add to it.
Looks like there's no breading on it.
Yeah, there's no breading. Have you ever had fried chicken without breading on it?
Maybe. I guess so. I guess I cooked chicken in a pan with oil.
Yeah, like that.
So what's happened? So they prepare spaghetti, and they have like some sort of like a Jello mold type thing.
Yeah,
and
like
then
a donut
they,
mold. That's yeah. like it's like grated so the oil can get in it when they dip it to fry.
And then they fry it and then take it out.
Yep.
But what's the point? What's wrong with a regular donut? Why do I need a spaghetti and sauce donut?
Because a spaghetti and sauce donut is a meal. A regular donut is dessert.
Yeah. So this is just something I could take with me on the road.
Yeah, have you ever been like, oh, God, I'm driving right now, but I would really love to have some spaghetti as a snack while I'm in traffic?
No, I've never thought that.
What about like, let's say you're like, oh, I'm walking and I have to keep walking, but it would be nice if I could snack some spaghetti and there was a way to eat it while I'm on the boardwalk in Santa Monica.
Again, no, I've never really thought
like,
about
let's
that.
Let's say like you're on the subway. Or in a movie theater.
And I want to put a spaghetti donut on somebody's head.
Yep.
Like the bagel heads. I guess so. I don't know. Sometimes like I'm really busy and I want to eat something quick.
Yeah.
And I don't want
and
dessert.
Sometimes that can be spaghetti.
Yeah.
No, you're still out?
Is the donut the ideal way to consume the spaghetti? It feels like it seems crunchy.
It's a little crunchy, but it's a good texture. The fried spaghetti I had, I really liked.
Okay.
But I mean, don't knock it till you try it. Maybe.
I guess not. I would taste it and see how it goes, but it does not seem like it's going to be for me. Again, like sort of room temperature spaghetti.
No, it's hot. You got to eat it while it's hot. Still.
Eat it while it's hot. I don't think people are eating it while it's hot.
They're eating it at room temperature.
Yeah.
That's incorrect.
Yeah, well, I mean, sure, if it just came out of the deep fryer, sure, everything is probably good when you have it like that.
Okay. Well, I think we're on different pages then, because I just assumed you were going to eat it straight out of the deep fryer.
Again, according to this article, it says that the spaghetti donut is the perfect food to bring to the beach. It's not messy like pizza. And it is it may be warmed, but it can also be eaten at room temperature.
Okay. So. Yeah, I mean, I guess regular spaghetti can be eaten at room temperature, but it's not that delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. I would advise against it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I am pro spaghetti donut, but only if it's warm.
Okay. Tyson, do you want to check to see who's on the line?
Yes. Okay. Do we have any guidelines for calls, or we're just going to do it?
We're going to keep it short.
Who is it?
Okay. Let's see. Caller, you are on the line with Rob and Tyson.
What's up, my amigos?
Okay. Who's this? John?
Yep, it's me.
John. Tyson, this is John.
What's up?
Where's Danny?
We don't know. We don't
We're
know where
so
he
sorry.
Is.
Yeah, we think he's skiing somewhere.
I hope he's not back in the salt mine.
No, I don't think he's off to the salt mine. John, did you have a question or comment on anything we talked about today?
Not right now, but I have a quick story, though. I don't know if you guys ever hate grasshoppers when you're on Survivor.
Tyson, did you ever eat a grasshopper?
No, but I saw grasshoppers, but we couldn't catch them. They were too quick for us.
John, have you eaten a grasshopper?
No, I have not.
Okay.
No, but I saw the story about Seattle Mariners have grasshopper bowls for, I guess, they're selling at the game.
So the Seattle Mariners are selling grasshoppers at the concession stand?
Yeah, for $4 for a cup.
Is it a real grasshopper?
Wow.
Or is it like some sort of like a candy type thing?
Deep fried grasshoppers.
Yeah, it's real, but they fry it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're delicious.
I think I might have that instead of the donut, Tyson.
Really? You'd rather have deep fried grasshoppers than deep fried spaghetti? They'll probably taste almost identical.
Yeah, there would not be much difference in my mind.
So listen, John, I think that the Mariners are well ahead of the game here because the future of protein is insects, right? I think that
artificial meat.
It could be artificial meat as well. But once the population skyrockets to like 40 billion, we're not going to have any room for grass-fed cows and chickens and stuff like that. The only animals that will be on the planet are humans and insects and fish, maybe, in the deepest nether regions of the ocean.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, John, thank you for the call. Okay, buddy?
All right, I'll see you guys later.
All right, take care.
See you, John.
All right. There you go, Tyson. That's how we do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Could you hear him well on your side?
He was a little low. He was a little low. Okay. You had a hard time hearing?
Yeah, it was a little choppy over here, but maybe it will turn out better in the recording.
Yeah, it could just be his connection too. So if anybody else ever wants to call in, we've got that number up in the Facebook group. Tyson,
John was the only one that wanted to call in.
Yeah, I think everybody's nervous. I think people think that you're going to make fun of them.
Why am I going to make fun of them?
I think that they're worried that if they don't have something good to say, then maybe you might mock them a little bit.
Is that what I do?
Sometimes.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. And Danny's like reassuring voice isn't there to coax people.
But. Yeah. John sounded really disappointed that Danny wasn't here. And that's, I mean, we're not enough.
Maybe
not
he enough figured anymore. Like, oh, Danny, that guy will eat anything. Like, let me tell him about this deep fried grasshopper.
Yeah. Danny won't eat anything.
That's the irony.
Yeah.
one other story to mention. A lot of people wanted us to talk about a homeless man in San Francisco was given a citation for eating pizza at a bus stop, which is apparently against the law.
Okay. Yeah. Seems ridiculous, but you know.
Why? Why was that even passed as a law?
That's what I don't know. Maybe to keep the bus. Maybe they had problems with keeping the bus stop area clean.
Mm-hmm.
But man. Yeah, that's tough, but it's a homeless guy, so it's like, well, guess what? I'm probably not going to pay that.
Yeah, is this homeless discrimination? Would they have ticketed this person if he was not homeless?
I would imagine it is a little bit discriminatory.
What if he was eating a spaghetti donut?
I think that it would still also... Spaghetti donuts probably... Even though spaghetti donut maker claims it's not as messy as pizza, I would disagree. Pizza mm-hmm. can be eaten very cleanly.
You think there's a lot of crumbs with the spaghetti donut?
No, but if they have sauce and goo on it, then there's the sauce and goo residue that pizza also has.
Yeah, that could be a thing also. So
if you're a talented pizza eater, the only thing you're spilling is maybe a little bit of cornmeal.
A little bit of cornmeal. Okay, you could get to drip some oil, I think, also.
Yeah, you
if
could.
If it's hot enough.
I mean, you could drip some oil. You could also dump the whole thing on its face on the ground. But what I'm saying
is... The cheese could come right off if it's hot enough.
Yeah. I think if you're a homeless man eating pizza at a bus stop, you're not eating dripping hot pizza.
Yeah. So they're saying that because this is so rarely enforced, this citation may be dismissed, Tyson. Possibly.
I doubt the guy's going to show up to court either way.
I think what the judge is going to say, all right, homeless guy, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to drop all the charges if you can get 2 million retweets for my Twitter response to you. If you get 2 million, I'll drop all the charges.
Very good publicity for both of them.
Yeah, it's good publicity for the legal system. It'll help raise awareness, maybe revitalize the criminal justice reform. I think this is a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, or... like they, like again, the legal system, maybe I think that maybe, you know, get people feeling better about it should be maybe creative. Okay, so you either pay $250. It's like a Monopoly when you go to jail. You could either pay the fine or you could, you know, wait it out for three turns and there's like some strategy. So you can either pay the $250, you can get 2 million retweets, or eat 10 deep fried grasshoppers at a Seattle Mariners game.
Would he get to go to the game as well? And what do you have to pay for the grasshoppers?
I think they provide the grasshoppers. It's on the Jumbotron and it's part of the entertainment at the Mariners game. And the Mariners can sort of subsidize the cost for all of this.
Yeah, they can, because guess what? It's great publicity for them and their grasshoppers.
Right. Mariners fans, come on out when homeless Dave tries to eat 10 grasshoppers to get out of a $250 citation in the seventh inning. tonight's game.
And then you know who else would benefit from that is United Airlines.
Yeah.
Take the focus off them, because now the Mariners are picking on homeless people.
They're not picking on homeless people. They're trying to help the homeless person out.
Yeah, but it looks like they're picking on the homeless guy.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
That's so not bullying.
That's not bullying.
If anything, the court system was picking on the homeless guy.
Yeah, but the court system's in the background the whole time. The invisible hand of the law.
Yeah. Okay. I got one other person on hold. Do you want to check this call, Tyson?
Let's check it.
Okay, let's see. All right, one more call, and then we got to go. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's Lancelot from the 801.
Yes, Lancelot.
Lancelot from the 801. That's Utah.
Yes.
Lance Draper, right? Where are you, Lancelot?
I am sitting outside work. I got like 10 minutes.
Okay. So, all right. You're on the cell phone. You're outside of work. What's going on?
Okay. I have an idea. So you're taking these callers, thinking, you know how patrons who subscribe to the patrons, they get to have long calls with you every month. What if you allowed people to pay to use AF? Like, I paid $5. I could be an entire show with you.
All right, so Tyson, so Lancelot, I think, has a maybe a bad cell connection. With all due respect, Lancelot, should people be able to pay to be on News AF?
Should they pay to be on News AF?
Yes. Should we offer something where people can pay to be one of the hosts on News AF?
Like full time, like when Danny's gone?
I think
the
it's
deal?
Sort of like a guest spot.
Oh, one episode.
One episode.
One full episode. Probably. I mean, I think we could do that.
I think the listeners would really hate it. I think it would be fun for the person who paid. It would be fun for us because then we'd be getting money. But I think that everybody else that was listening was like, I hate this guy so much. Unless they came in and was really great. They'd be like, I hate this person.
Out.
Yeah.
This is how we lose our jobs.
Yeah.
And then we could have auditions.
Auditions.
Now we have to travel the country interviewing people.
Yeah. Are we replacing Dan? We could do Snapchat, Tyson. People could send us in a 10-second Snaplication.
A Snaplication.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, God, that's, I think that you'd have really, because initially when you said what you said, Rob, I was thinking, what if we got a dud? But if we got a dud host, we'd just talk over them the whole time and they would be invisible. So that wouldn't matter.
But are we replacing Danny? Well, where is this other host coming from? Or is this now four people on the show?
This is plus four.
Is that what you're thinking, Lancelot?
Well, yes. Or in their absence, you would have substitutes ready to go.
Somebody off the bench.
Oh, ready to go. We had a sub. Yeah. I have a sub in mind, but we thought Danny was going to be here. And then he just was like, off the grid completely. We don't know where he is. We hope he's okay.
Yeah.
Or, well, we kind of hope he's in an emergency situation and that's why he's not here, but that it turns out okay for him in the end.
Yeah. Okay. So because something we important. This to be like, I had like, a coupon for free continental breakfast. So screw that. So you want it to be something at least important.
Yeah. Like I'm in Norway in prison and they don't have heaters or anything and we're suffering. Yeah. But in the end, I'm going to be okay.
Lancelot, what do you suggest we start the bidding at to be the on the bench News AF host?
Probably $100.
$100.
I mean, I don't know. Tyson is loaded with money. He just won $8,000. So.
$100 split. How many guys do we have on the team? Six now?
Yeah. Eight? You know, yeah. It's a lot of people. Lita, Scott St. Pierre.
Our new, who's.
Oh, boy.
Who's
our,
maybe 500.
Oh, now we're getting up there, especially if this homeless guy wants to do it and he's already got to give $250 to San Francisco.
He's like, hey, I'm already in the hole 250. Might as well spend this $500. Maybe I can get my name out there.
Trying to figure out how to get up to the Seattle Mariners stadium so he can do his grasshopper
either
thing.
Either that or he's trying to get the 2 million retweets to get the citation drop.
He's got
cheapest advertising I could get an hour of podcast time for $500.
We could brainstorm and figure something out. But right now, Lancelot, guess what? You're person number three on podcast for free.
Yeah, there you go. We're going to send you a bill for this. I think you owe us about $15 by my calculations.
All right. You have a mathematical mind, Rob.
Send me the bill.
I'll send you the bill. All right, Lancelot, thank you so much for the call, okay?
Welcome. Bye.
All right, bye. All right.
Bye.
All right, he's got to get back to work, Tyson. All right, so that's fun to check in with the News AF listeners that are out there.
That is fun. You know what we could do?
What's that?
Well, I don't know how this would work, but if we could somehow connect the person that's calling with their review on iTunes, they could read their own review.
Okay, well, we could do that. Yeah, let's next week, if you want to read up your review, we'll bring somebody on for that as well and give that a shot. All right, Tyson, you have a review in the iTunes store for News AF.
Yeah.
NewsAF.news.
There's a bunch of them.
Whoa, good.
Yeah.
We had a good show last week.
Yeah, we had a great show last week. One, two, three. Well, a bunch equals three.
Okay.
I see three new customer reviews.
Hey, if we got three every week, that's at least 150 reviews every year.
Yeah, that is. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Wow. Simply Yes, 5-star by Christian Esparza. Did we already do this one? No,
no.
We didn't. Okay, this cast of celebrity A-listers creates one spectacular time-worthy news experience. Rob Schneider, Danny DeVito, and Jesus's apostles create one hell of a show. 5 stars is not enough.
It's really not.
Yeah, Rob Schneider.
Yeah, you're really getting a 6-star podcast for the price of 5.
Yeah, I mean, because that's all that it caps out at 5.
Yeah.
We've got another one. We've got two more. One's long, one's short. Should we do the short,
do the short one this week?
The long one next week.
Yeah.
Rob said my name wrong. 5 stars. I don't want to get it wrong,
by
too.
Tyson said my name wrong.
Summer leader or Somer leader? What did you say?
Yeah, well, it's not so easy, is it?
Yeah, well, will you tell me what you said and we'll go the other direction with it? Is it Somer or Summer?
I'd have to take a look at the pronunciation.
S-O-M-E-R.
Yeah. I'd probably just say it really fast.
Okay, and mumble?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Summer leader.
Summer leader.
I love this podcast. I once sent in a story on the FB group about Jerry Maguire videotapes, and the guys talked about it on the show. Then it happened. All my excitement was crushed when Rob butchered my name. It was like college graduation all over again. I've since moved on and look forward to the podcast every week. For future reference, Summer is pronounced like the season. I got it right.
Yes. Okay.
You're welcome, Summer.
Yeah. Look, that's...
Oh, and she has a smiley face at the end of it.
That's tough for, you know, a name that's, you know, not necessarily like spelled phonetically, that, you know, I should be able to just look at it and know instinctually how to pronounce something.
Here's what I when I broke it down, I was like, if this person is in North America,
mm-hmm.
it's summer, but maybe they're in Asia or in Europe somewhere, then I would go somer with it.
Yeah. No
summer.
Disrespect.
You're welcome.
I apologize that I won't get it wrong again.
And I'll never get it wrong. I didn't even get it wrong the first time.
I mean, that's, Tyson has a knack for that.
Yeah. Well, consider me an idiot savant?
Yeah.
Maybe? Names?
Yeah. Tyson, boy, 2.5 million retweets for a kid who wants free chicken nuggets. I mean, would it kill the internet to give this show 10 retweets?
Yeah, or all we want is free retweets. We want them. We don't want anything for them.
Yeah.
We just want them. We're not trying to get anything free.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, Tyson, this was very fun. We missed Danny, but I thought that we had a very nice show today.
Yeah, I mean, we had a little less fat voice, but
yeah,
you can't always get the fat voice you want.
Right. So very nice to hear from John and Lancelot as well. Special thanks to News AF intern Lita and, of course, Scott St. Pierre, who puts the podcast together. And then we'll be back with more News AF. Of course, I'll post the number again in the Facebook group, Group AF. We're easy to find on Facebook if you want to join and submit the stories. You can also send them in to tips@newsaf.news. Tyson, what's coming up for you this week?
This week, I just have to, relieve Rachel of her motherly duties for a while because I was gone into Reno for so long.
So what does Rachel get to do?
She gets to kind of hang out in the background while I focus on Bergen.
Yeah.
But I think she's going to a massage tomorrow. She probably has like a girls' night planned where they call it book club. I'm sure you're aware.
No, my wife is not that classy.
Oh yeah, what does she call her girls'
Mom's
night
club. Mom's night club. Out. Yeah.
They're the same.
They don't even try to hide that it's just like, woo, let's get wasted.
Yeah. So Rachel's is still under the guise of book club.
Yeah, they just class it up. They try to make it sound like it's really hoity toity.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all right. Well, enjoy the quality time with Berg and Tyson, and then we'll be back with more News AF next week. Take care, everybody. Bye.
We did it, guy.